Coming up in today's video, the stock market is pulling back here a little bit from yesterday's major move higher. And this morning, we had a little bit of softer than expected retail sales numbers showing a little bit of slowing in consumer spending. And we also had inflation numbers that came in lower than expected, which was good news. The dollar index is retracing off of this 100 level, at least for now, as probabilities for a rate cut in December have spiked up to just about 83%. In the December 10th meeting, we are going to see a Fed rate cut. That is the expectation for now. A big reason for this swing is the San Francisco president, Fed's Daley, backs a December rate cut, citing a vulnerable labor market. We also heard from Secretary Bessent saying that there is a very good chance that Trump will announce a Fed chair before Christmas. Obviously, we know Jerome Powell is on the way out of the Federal Reserve as Trump will have the decision as to who the next chair will be. He has mentioned in a couple interviews that he thinks he already knows. And this is actually huge news because the person that he chooses, if they are as dovish as many people are expecting, there's a good chance that we're going to see some lower interest rates in 2026, helping to spur the economy, hopefully. Let's just hope it doesn't turn into more inflation. But that is up for debate and what we'll probably be focused on next year. There's a little preview. In other news, U.S. official says that Ukraine agrees to peace proposal, as Zelensky says, much work ahead. And we can see a little softness in gold's price action in response to this. However, the overall upward trend in gold still seems to be intact, and I'm going to be actually trimming my stop loss here, probably moving it right around here. Essentially, I still like the upside for gold. We have longer term momentum to the upside. Rate cuts are very much coming down the pipeline, and I also see still risks to the global national debt phenomenon, which is sort of a persistent reason to stay bullish in gold, in my personal opinion. Here's a quick look at the put to call ratio on gold, showing a little bit of surge in call volume here recently. And the S&P 500 has gone back to being a little bit more neutral in sentiment, at least in short-term options flows, after the massive sell-off that we saw as a lot of people got bearish on the market. But from a longer-term perspective, we still have very bearish or negative sentiment when it comes to crowd sentiment from the AAII Investor Sentiment Survey, the latest weekly filing showcasing here that around 44% of respondents said they're bearish on the market. This is historically quite high. The stock market is down a little bit here. Take a look at the S&P 500 this morning, down about 0.5%. NASDAQ's down about 1%, and the Dow Jones is flat on the day. Meanwhile, the Russell is actually green. Part of the turmoil in the NASDAQ is actually related to the crowned king of this rally, NVIDIA, actually having a sidestep today. NVIDIA is trading lower, down to $172 a share. And even if you don't trade the stock, if you trade indices, this really matters because NVIDIA is a key player to the overall AI rally. But what you may have also noticed is that Google, or Alphabet, is launching higher here recently. And these two stocks are actually kind of going head to head. Google stock jumps while NVIDIA slides on Meta news. Alphabet stock surged 4% in pre-market trading while NVIDIA fell 3%, now 5%, following reports that Meta is considering purchasing Google's Tensor processing units for AI infrastructure. If there's one thing that NVIDIA does not like, it's competition in terms of their customer basis. And looking at some of the financials for NVIDIA, specifically ticker symbol NVDA, the trailing 12-month PE on this stock is pretty expensive. The company has massive earnings and revenue growth, and for this valuation to be justified, you need to see that continue to be the case. Here's NVIDIA's income statement. We're looking at all this, by the way, on the stock box, which you can find out information on in the description down below. Revenue over time has been scaling really well for this company. However, with this really awesome income statement and this really impressive growth comes very high expectations. Net income for this company is massive, profit margins are excellent. And so the thing here is, for this company to maintain such a stellar reputation, there can be no hiccups. It has to continue to massively continue to build revenue and income. If something comes along to threaten the opportunities for NVIDIA to scale that income, the stock can correct very hard. It's sort of like if you're thinking about the best athlete you can possibly think of. If they have one bad game, people are going to go crazy about it because the expectation is just so high for that top tier athlete. Think of NVIDIA as the
LeBron James
of the stock market right now. By the way, the tool that I showed you just a second ago, that was the stock box. It's currently 40% off with our Black Friday discount. The promo code and information for this can be found in the description down below. Don't miss it. It's the lowest price that we do all year long. So yesterday, the NASDAQ had a really impressive bounce with some volatility coming in here today at pretty expected a key level of resistance. We've been talking about this on the channel. In fact, I'll do a technical breakdown of the NASDAQ here. I remain overall, big picture, still bullish. We hit that 100-day moving average. We nailed key support looking left. And I figured that this would be a good spot to see some sort of a bounce. So I went long the QQQ ETF. Here's a look at that position now. I've got my stop loss just below structure here in case this thing completely wipes out. But when it comes to the NASDAQ, removing our moving averages, there's something that I'm watching for here into this week. From a technical perspective, the bears have had at least a pretty good run at giving us a nice pullback here. You can see at one point, the NASDAQ was down 9.3%. This is very normal in a bull market and just a healthy correction until proven otherwise. But let's talk about the bull case and the bear case from a technical perspective. Now, obviously, I am long, so I'm telling you I am bullish. I'm not trying to hide or, you know, talk both sides of my mouth in terms of what I think could happen. But I'll give you a technical breakdown of where I would draw the conclusion of like maybe this idea wasn't so great and I'll cut the loss, or if we can see a certain thing happen, it could get really bullish. Let me show you. So if I draw this fib from the swing high to the swing low, you can see it gives me my standard three levels. If you want to, by the way, pause the video and set up your own fib retracement levels. This is how I have mine sorted out. I also use the use one color feature because I think it makes it look cleaner. But anyways, what we can see here is that we've actually pulled back from the high to the low to the 38.2% retracement. Now this whole area, this 38.2% to 61.8% retracement is game time for the bears if they're going to make it move lower. What I mean by that is that if you actually do not see a reaction from the bears that's strong enough, meaning you start to actually climb through these key areas of what should be resistance, I think you are looking at blue sky territory for the NASDAQ. Now, let me be more granular. If we can break through the 618% retracement for the NASDAQ, I think we are headed back to all-time highs in a hurry. I think this is a move that has happened off of fear. We talked about sentiment being very pessimistic recently. If that kind of reverses, I mentioned this in my video yesterday, some people had some questions about it. Sentiment is very finicky, it's very fragile. Everybody can jump ship one way or the other very quickly, unlike a macro-based fundamental sell-off. If you have something where unemployment rate is spiking, the Fed is hiking interest rates, or something like that that's just structurally incredibly bearish to the story, that is different than everybody is a little bit shaken up about the AI trade and Bitcoin dropping, and so they're selling everything. That is more of a thing that can be quickly unraveled and flipped script. I don't see right now a macro reason to be super short the market, and so I remain bullish. We'll talk about macro in just a second. From a technical perspective, however, if the bears are going to hold it, it's probably in this region, right? You would see if the bears are strong here, you would see them selling into these regions. And more specifically, where I truly throw in the towel on this long idea that I have, admit that I'm wrong, and take hate in the comments like I usually do when I'm wrong, as part of the game as a YouTuber in the trading space. Look, I show what I'm doing in the markets, whether I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong publicly, it happens. It won't be the first time or last time. If we're talking about throwing in the towel, it would be a break through this level. This is pretty clearly a major level of support. We've seen a huge reaction to this area. If sellers are strong enough to actually push us back through those lows, I need to close out of the trade for a controlled loss and move on to the next one. However, from a technical perspective, I think we look very strong if we can get head and shoulders above the 618% retracement. And from there, I think we likely would move back to all-time highs, in my personal opinion. As always, nothing in my videos here is financial advice. I have a disclaimer down below for that very reason. I'm simply sharing my thoughts and opinions for educational purposes only. Do what you want, but for this channel, I'm all about low risk trading and admitting when we're wrong quickly to control our downside risk in markets. When it comes to the trading universe, everybody wants to talk about magical indicators and talk about their winning trades. But on this channel, what I do my best to do is show you both the ups and the downs. A couple things that I live by and how I've survived almost 10 years in the markets at this point. I don't use leverage. If I do, it's very minimal and for very short periods of time. It's not, all out, ever all in kind of moves. Essentially, I never go all in. I don't use leverage. I also trade with the best possible tools and indicators and analysis that I can do to build edge in the market. And I rely on edge over many repeated iterations, not an all-in bet on one particular idea. I could be dead wrong about this idea and it's not gonna hurt. In the long-term scheme of things, it's about having an edge and applying it over many repeated iterations with small risk per trade so that you can survive the drawdowns that will inevitably hit your account like they will mine. I also am big when it comes to my momentum style of trading in cutting losses quickly. To build edge, I look at three main components. I talk about technical analysis, I talk about fundamental analysis, and I talk about sentiment analysis, tracking what the crowd is thinking for looking for risk-reward opportunities that look too juicy to pass up. For example, when everybody gets bearish, I like to be looking for long setups if the technicals and fundamentals align. But I do rely on all three categories to align in order to give me a potential setup. For this idea, I use the EdgeFinder's top setups algorithm, which looks at sentiment data, technical data, and economic data for me to help build a logical trade plan. Sentiment data, like for example, the commitment of traders report, the put call ratio, investor sentiment surveys, technical readings like trend and seasonality, economic data like labor statistics, economic growth metrics, and inflation reports. All of these things are automatically calculated and monitored for me by the EdgeFinder. For example, for economic data, the US economic heat map is all being monitored and tracked by our system to help generate trading ideas that could be forming in markets. Part of the reason I've been very bullish on equities here recently is because seasonally, we are expecting a strong move this time of year. Is that a guarantee? No, nothing in trading is a guarantee. It's all educated guesswork. But educated guesswork is made insanely easier when you actually have tools that can monitor a wide range of data points on your behalf. The EdgeFinder's top setups algorithm is the crown jewel of EdgeFinder because it's watching sentiment, technical, and economic data on your behalf and notifying you of things that it's looking at and finding. I use this for all of my trading all of the time. If you do not have a copy of the EdgeFinder and you are a regular viewer of my channel, now is your chance to get it at the lowest price of the entire year for our Black Friday discount that we're running this week. You can currently get 40% off the EdgeFinder using the link and promo code in the description down below. And for those of you who need payment plans to split up the cost to make it more affordable, here it is. Scan this QR code and chat directly with a member of our support staff to set up a plan that works for you. The EdgeFinder is a one-time payment, so it's not a subscription that you have to pay every single month for, but we also recognize that that price may be out of bounds for certain people, especially if you're in a place where the dollar's really expensive. We understand that, so please just send us a direct message. Let us know where you're tuning in from or where you're watching from, and we'll try and make a plan that works best for you. Our support staff here at A1 Trading is excellent, and they can help make a plan that works best in your situation. So don't miss the chance. Just message in, see what we can do for you. We can probably find something that makes it so you can get EdgeFinder at this discount so you don't miss it. So as I've been saying in the video, buy the freaking dip when it comes to EdgeFinder. It's on super sale right now. Taking a look at some of the currency setups that we've got here. Dollar yen's looking interesting. Dollar CAD, dollar Swiss. We have some bullish ratings going on and the dollar's actually pulling back today. So let's take a look at some stuff. In yesterday's video, I mentioned that the pound dollar at a retracement up into this level looks like a possible bearish setup. At which point I do think I'm probably gonna get short the pound dollar here today. We have major support now turned resistance here looking left. And I do think that the risk reward for downside in the pound dollar looks attractive at this time. Dollar CAD is another one that's getting a bullish rating, but we're sitting here at highs, so I'm probably not interested right now. Dollar Swiss franc, let's take a look there. Nothing too interesting here, still sitting under resistance. Dollar yen also looks attractive, but I would need a little bit more of a pullback here. If I draw fibs from this low to this high, I'd be looking at somewhere around the 50% retracement for some interest. And for those of you who are using the EdgeFinder, I hope that you understand what I just did there is how I use EdgeFinder. EdgeFinder does not mean, you know, this is bullish, I'm just gonna go buy it. The EdgeFinder is scanning a bunch of stuff, and then I still, as the human operator, take these readings and I go look to see if the setup actually aligns with my trading strategy and trading plan. The EdgeFinder is not magic. It is simply a tool that screens a bunch of data and helps us to better heat seek for opportunities that might be out there. But it will not do all the work for you, and we're not out here selling dreams. The EdgeFinder is a tool for traders who take this stuff seriously and are looking to build an edge through finding more insights in their trading analysis. I mean, it's literally called EdgeFinder. It's not EdgeFound. It's not doing all the work for you, right? It's helping traders. We have traders all over the world with different styles who use use Edge Finder. Momentum traders, reversal traders, mean reversion traders, trend followers on a high time frame, you know, people who trade the 15-minute chart. We have all different types of traders who use Edge Finder to screen data. It's not sort of an out-of-the-box trading strategy, and it should not be used that way. Just like a chainsaw is a very effective tool for somebody who knows how to safely operate it, the Edge Finder is as well. So like I said earlier, don't miss the Black Friday sale. All the information is in the description down below, and we'll see you guys next time. Oh, and a little bit of a bonus opportunity. If you're interested in trading with ACAP, which is a regulated brokerage accepting traders outside of the United States as potential clients, they actually have an opportunity where you can get a copy of Edge Finder for free if you deposit certain threshold levels. All the information for this offer, if you want to find it, can be found in the description down below. You do have to make a decent sized capital basis deposit, but if you have some capital, if you're somebody who is trading with $5,000, $10,000+, you can actually get free products if you trade with ACAP using our link. It is a referral link and you'll be supporting my channel, so I greatly appreciate it. I'll leave it down below.